Now, there was another closer cousin, who if Ruth wished to marry, would have to marry. Because it is the law that the nearest male relative to the man who dies childless must take his wife if he is unwed. And he could not stand the thought that she was a Moabite, pronounced Moabite, and different from his family. But also he could not stand that perhaps Boaz wanted Ruth for himself. Therefore he was in a quandary. If he said that he would take her for his wife, he would have someone who was kin and not of his own. But if he let Boaz have her, he knew that this was what Boaz wanted. So he could not decide. And therefore the challenge was made. The challenge in front of the judge. That he must either accept her as his wife or to give him his sandal. Which is to say that the bargain has been struck and they have decided that this will pass. This is so that it will be legal, the sandal is passed. And therefore, he was shamed into doing this thing in front Jesus and the essence of the people. Because he would not. There was no way, even despite Boaz, that he would take a wife that so much fuss has been made over. And she was foreign and different, things like that. So, therefore, they lived and grew. It is from the meeting of Ruth and Boaz that the house of David was formed. They are very important. They are my people, their house. And their son was. Let me think. It was. David was their grandson, their son's son. And it goes on from there. This was the entire 7.5 minutes spoken without interruption. D. Why is that your favorite story? S. They are the story of my family. And this was the beginning of our house. Ancestor line, family tree. D. Was Ruth happy with the decision, or do the scrolls say? S. Yes, she was happy because it is said that, part of it, she went out and made herself known to Boaz, so that he would know that this was her choice. This is part of everything also. And together they broke bread and it was decided. And then they went through the public rescinding of rights. D. Well, if she hadn't come back with Naomi, she would never have met him. S. She would have. It would have been one way or the other. D. Are things like this preordained, that people get together? S. If the rarer debts that must be paid, whether they're before good or bad, they must be paid. And therefore these things will happen. And we must learn from them. And learn not to challenge them, for this causes much heartache and much pain. If you would just make the best of the situations and learn from them, there is incredibly good to be had. D. Just not fight it and go along with it. S. Yes. Chapter 15, Moses and Ezekiel. Moses. The story of Moses was well known and important to study since he was a master and a teacher of the Torah, which contained the laws of Moses. I obtained many pieces of this story during 3 different sessions. I have combined them together and they fit very well. They contain more strange differences than any other Bible story that I received from study, different yet quite plausible. Even from the beginning it was not like our biblical version. We have been taught from Sunday school the story of the baby Moses being born of a Hebrew woman and hidden in the basket in the bulrushes until the daughter of Pharaoh found him and raised him as her own child in the palace. The following is the story as Sadi told it. S. His mother was princess in Egypt. D. We have heard the story that he was born to a Hebrew woman. S. No. He was born to a Hebrew father. His voice showed a gravel soft hyphenation. This was the story that was circulated around in latter years, to protect the from a Hebrew child and a Hebrew father. Moses was the son of the daughter of Pharaoh. D. Why was this something they had to cover up? S. Because at that time the Hebrews were all slaves in Egypt. Though Moses was of noble descent, 'tis said that he was of the house of Joseph, pronounced Yosef. He was again of a Hebrew slave in Egypt. I think the story was for her protection, that it was said that the child was found. It was said that he was found from the river in a boat of rushes. It is not the truth. D. He was raised in the house of Pharaoh. Did anything happen later that made him leave? According to the Bible story, after he was grown he accidentally Jesus and the essence became a murderer. When the Pharaoh discovered this, he wanted to slay Moses. But Moses fled into the wilderness to escape his wrath. Again Sadi's version disagreed. S. He was not made to leave. He discovered that his father was a slave. And his father being a slave, he also was slave. and said that he would live with his people. It was part of the training that was to stand him to good, so that he would be able to withstand what was to face him. D. Our stories seem to be a little different. We've heard that he went out into the wilderness. S. He was sent into the wilderness foddering to love Princess Nefertari, who was to be the wife of Pharaoh. For this he was sent into the wilderness. This was after he decided to become a slave. If he was still Prince Moses, he would not have been sent into the wilderness. Rameses knew that Nefertari loved Moses and was jealous. Their soft hyphen for he decided that to send one into the desert was to kill one. Therefore he believed he had done away with Moses. He did not know that the hand of Yahweh was on him. D. How did he learn of his destiny if was in the wilderness? I was thinking of our story of God speaking to him from the burning bush. S. I do not know. I was not there. I have heard that he was visited by angels. I have heard that he just opened himself up to his inner being. There are many stories. I believe a lot of it had to do with Dot. He just could not stand it. He was free and happy and his people were slaves in Egypt. D. Our story says something about a burning bush. S. I have heard of this one saying that God visited him as a burning bush. Sigh, it sounds rather strange to me. Why would God burn one of his own bushes in order to gain attention of a mere mortal? Would he not just say, I am Yahweh, you will listen to me? I believe that he spoke to Moses' soul and Moses listened. Some people have it very difficult believing that someone can hear God inside. They must have some outward expression to say, yes, God has spoken to me. To hear God one must just open the heart and he is there, in every breath and every moment. One must just listen. Of course this seems to be too easy for most people to accept. I asked if he had the story of the Red Sea and whether it was the Moses and Ezekiel same as the story we are accustomed to. S. Who knows? Do you mean when that they crossed the Red Sea? It was said in some tellings that the sea was parted, but this was not true. The truth of it was, they just crossed. They had the ability to dot. How do I say? That through the thoughts and efforts of all, that the energy just uplifted them. So that it is said that even their feet did not get wet. D. Do you mean that they walked on top of the water or floated above the water? S. Yes. Some could say that the waters parted, such that when they took a step, they did not touch the water. He became frustrated at his inability to explain this satisfactorily, to put the energy to walk upon the water, or however you want to say this, is with nature. It is not against nature. You are just enforcing, putting energy so that the surface is solid. You see? To part a sea is totally against nature. When you are doing anything with the laws of energy, you must always go with nature. To go against is to cause something else to fall out of place and to cause great harm and great damage. We are taught at the community to use energy in these ways. With faith, anything is possible. You must believe. D. But there were many, many people crossing the sea. Do you think they all believed? S. No. But enough did that they accomplished this and the others followed after. But the people of Pharaoh did not have the faith or the ability to do this, and therefore when that they took a step, they just went, whoosh to the bottom. Even though I did not understand what was so obvious and simple to him, I proceeded to another mystery connected with Moses, the Ark of the Covenant. S. It is the Ark of Moses' covenant with God, yes. It is. How do I say this? A channel in which to communicate with Yahweh. It is part of communication. It is also part of an energy exchange. It is said that it held all the secrets of the world and the universe. D. It has been said that it contained the Ten Commandments. S. The books are there, yes, but it is, like I say, a channel to Yahweh. It is part of something that was once much greater in another time. And we were allowed to keep some of the secrets. In this manner you may learn the secrets of everything. The Levi keep the secrets of Jesus and the Essens Ark and so they are the sons of Aaron. D. Where is the Ark now? Does it still exist? S. It is protected. They, the Levi, have kept the secrets among them. It is said that in the time of Babylon and later, that several times it was captured by kings and emperors who wished to bend the power to their will. And in so doing their kingdoms fell. and the Ark was again put in hiding many times. And it was again on into hiding. This was a gift. The knowledge was given to Moses and Aaron to build this. And then Yahweh realized basically that man was not ready for this. And therefore man must be protected from this. The energy was too great. D. Can the Ark be destroyed? S. No, never. It is only by an act or a will of God that it may be destroyed. It is protected by the Levi. D. I've always heard that the Ark is dangerous. S. To those who have not pure hearts and right intentions, yes. It would kill you. The energy level of this is so great that it could cause your heart to stop or your mind to cease to function. To no longer inhabit the body. D. Is this why Yahweh thinks man is not ready for it? S. Because for many years man tried to bend it to his will, to do what he wished it to do. It is said that he who had this would rule the world. This is why it is in hiding. D. Will man ever be ready for something like that? S. Who am I to judge? It can only be hoped for. It is said that many people were killed by this. At one time it was in the inner sanctuary of the Temple of Solomon. But the power of it almost destroyed the inner sanctuary and it was hidden from there also. D. Do you think the Ark of the Covenant had something to do with their ability to cross the Red Sea? S. The Ark was not there. It was not made until in their 40 years of wandering. It was later made in which to store the tablets and the papyri of the laws. Moses made the exterior, the Kalu brought the energy source to put inside. D. People have changed the stories so much. Our stories are not the same as yours. S. It is said that every time a man tongue tells a tale that it embroiders a little from this, yes. According to our biblical version, after they crossed the Red, Moses and Ezekiel see the Hebrews were led by a cloud of smoke by day and a cloud of fire by night. Sadi had never heard this story. S. It is said that the staff of Moses, upon it had a great crystal that would glow. And this would tell the direction to go. This was another surprise. According to his story, if they were going in the correct direction the crystal would glow, and when they deviated from the path it would dim. S. It is said that during part of their journey, when they wandered about for so long, that the wandering was caused because Moses had lost faith and started to go in the direction that the people wished him to, instead of the way that he was being guided. It was that he had doubts. That he had lost the great faith that enabled him to do what had been done. And the dissenters were saying, "No, no, you are leading us wrong. You will do as we wish. We will go here." And this time is when they lost the way. Then it is said that he no longer could stand the fact that he knew they were lost, and his people were dying and suffering. And he prayed to Yahweh that he would again follow him if he would just save the people. And it is said that he again will guide him. There is also the story of the people finding food and water by miraculous means to sustain them while they wandered in the wilderness. S. It is said that the manna grew on the trees. They said it was like bread, which is manna. This is why it was called this. There are bushes in the wilderness that have the seeds. When they break open they have something that is. How do I explain this? It is very good to eat, it will sustain life. It is said that it was on these that they would live. I have never seen the bushes, so I do not know. And where these bushes were, they were able to strike their ground with the staff and water would come, so that they would have drink. D. Did Moses' staff have any special properties? It was used to perform many wonders. S. Moses found his staff. It is said that it was able to find water and things, but any staff will do that if properly used. It is said that the crystal was something that was handed down, many generations. That Abraham brought it with him and it was passed down and passed down. And Joseph took it with him into Egypt, to the land of Jesus and the essence Pharaoh. And there afterwards it was when the captivity started. It was then passed down from father to son. It is said Thethi's father, who was a Hebrew, gave the crystal to him when he became a man. It is said that for a time he wore it about his neck. It is something that was Yahweh's, therefore it was protected. D. Do you think Moses knew how powerful it was? S. I am not Moses, I cannot say. We laughed. It is said that when that Joseph first came into Egypt, that the Hebrew were greatly honored. And then they became so many, that many of the Egyptians became jealous, and a lot of them were thrown into bondage. And it was from these that came the people who crossed the sea, who followed Moses. It was these, their descendants, these descendants of the people of Joseph. D. How was Moses able to make the Pharaoh let the people go? S. Pharaoh was his brother. They were raised together. He was able to convince him through different methods and, some say, witchery. He cast the plagues upon them. I had heard of the plagues of Egypt since childhood and always thought them fascinating. They are found in Exodus 7:12. Maybe this would be a chance to explore their meaning from Sadi's point of view. There are 10 mentioned in the Bible. 1. The river water turns to blood. 2. Frogs. 3. Lice. 4. Flies. 5. Murrain, which is a plague or disease of animals. 6. Boils. 7. Hail mixed with fire. 8. Locusts. 9. Darkness. 10. Death of the firstborn, resulting in the institution of the Passover. D. Were the plagues real? S. Yes, but a lot of it was. Moses was a very intelligent man. The last plagues in which they said that the sky darkened and the waters ran red. It is said that, when the sky darkened, he knew that upstream. He had been made aware of the knowledge that the volcano had exploded. He had difficulty with that word, and the Moses and Ezekiel 165 fear of the waters running red. He knew that in a couple of days that this would happen, because upstream this is the color of the land. And if this would come into the river, the waters would run red. It was made known to him. There was supposedly the locusts and things. I do not know whether they occurred. I do know that some of them were just being informed of the fact that certain things were happening. D. A very clever man. Then you think much it was not really the wrath of Yahweh. S. Until the last, no. In which the starting of Passover. It was, yes. This was done that Yahweh promised that an angel of death would be sent. This does not sound like the God that I know, to be vengeful. But, nor does it sound like the God that I know of, to slay all the men upon the face of the earth, as he did when he spoke to Noah and told him to build their great ark and saw. This does not sound like my God, but these are what we have been told. It is said that there was the plague of boils. It is said that this was part of death that is brought with the rats. The painting of doorways, I think that this has a lot more to do with the fact that the Israelites were kept healthy, rather than the Egyptians being struck down. I think that they thought themselves immune. D. Yes, the story says that they painted the doorways and this made the angel of death pass over. S. This is what is said. I have also heard that they hung different herbs about the houses. D. Then you think it was a disease that was carried by rats, and boils were one of the symptoms? S. Yes, this is what I have been told. This is what our teachers think, that this is a very good possibility. D. It was only supposed to strike the firstborn. S. No, it was not just their firstborn. It struck their firstborn and half the people of Egypt. It is said that when that Moses told Pharaoh, he said that it would strike down his firstborn. It did not say that he would strike their firstborn of all. It just said that this was what he saw, and that this would happen. He did not curse it. He just foretold this. D. Our story is that Yahweh did it to make the Pharaoh release the people. S. I think it had as much to do with Yahweh as it had to do with man. But Moses, with a little bit of foreknowledge, a man can do much. 166. Jesus and the Essence. D. You said he used witchery, too? S. This is what some people would call it, yes. The being able to see what will happen before it is occurred. D. You've already told us that there are masters in the Kamusoft-Nitty who have this ability. Could Moses have been a master trained in this? S. It is very possible. It is said that his father was a priest of faith and of course his mother was the princess of Egypt. He was taught by not only the Hebrew priests, but also the priests of Egypt. He was half Egyptian. Why should he not be taught in this manner? It is amazing what can happen when you introduce an original idea to an open mind. I was suddenly able to look at things I had taken for granted all my life in a new light. The idea was radical, But could it be possible to explain the plagues of Egypt in this way? Sadi said the river ran red from the disturbance upstream. The Bible says the water stank and people could not drink from it. Could this have been caused by the volcano spewing sulfur into the river? Any country dweller can tell you this natural chemical will make well water undrinkable. And sulfur water can certainly stink. The frogs left the river and overran the land. That could also have been caused by the changes taking place. Animals are very sensitive to nature. When all the frogs died, the Egyptians heaped them into stinking piles. Thus the plague of flies could have occurred naturally by their attraction to the dead frogs. He said the darkness was a result of the volcano, and this could also explain the hail mixed with fire. This phenomenon has been known to occur during volcanic eruptions. Sadi said the plague that resulted in the death of the people and instituted the Passover was a disease caused by the rats. This would explain the plague of lice, because it is known that fleas carry the germs of the black plague. The disease of the animals and the boils as symptoms in humans could all be related. The plague of locusts could have been a natural occurrence or as a result of the volcano disturbing the atmosphere. It is strange how it all falls into place and must be considered as possible, yet it never even occurred to us until Sadi introduced the idea. The Hebrews were slaves and their living compound was separate from the rest of the Egyptians. By staying inside their Moses and Ezekiel houses until the angel of death had passed over, they were observing a self-imposed quarantine. They were kept away from the disease-carrying rats and the infected people. This is an interesting idea that could be open to all kinds of elaboration. D. When did Moses first get the commandments? Was it after the wandering in the wilderness? S. Yes. He had first heard the voice of Yahweh, and he was direct to Mount Sinai. And he went upon the mountain, and Tis said that there he communicated with God and he received these laws from God. D. Do you think he really did speak to God? S. Yes. It is said that he was someone different when he came from the mountain, than who went up. I think he was very much someone different. He was open to the knowledge and more. D. How did God give him the commandments? S. I'm not sure. They were written out. Some say that they were written with the finger of God. I think it is more like some Ofer people who write the scrolls. It comes out through them. When they write on the scrolls, it just comes without thought. I think it was in this manner. They were carved out on clay tablets, such as were used in Qumran by the students for the practicing of writing. He came from the mountain with the laws of God, and it is said that he was shining, that even the air about him shimmered. And when he came down, they had made the golden statue to Baal and drew phonetic, breaking most of the commandments already. It is said that in his anger at them, that he shattered the tablets, and then had to go and have them again written. In being touched with God and their glory of that, he could not stand that the people were so base. He could not understand that, and felt that they did not deserve any word of God. Moses is said to have been known for his temper, so it was probably true. D. Why did the people make the golden statue to Baal? S. After 40 years of wandering around in the wilderness and then suddenly having time to sit and do whatever they wanted to, they went a little crazy. The people had Aaron. But Aaron was not as strong as his brother in will, and was more bendable. D. Was Moses on the mountain a long time? S. I do not remember. I think a year, I'm not really sure. The Bible says that Moses was so angered by the people's Jesus and their sins actions that in addition to shattering the tablets, he also caused the slaying of thousands of his own people in a burst of rage. Sadi does not agree. He says Moses' anger was spent when he destroyed the tablets. S. He did not have authority over them. They were self-ruled. He again wrote the tablets. I do not know whether he went back to the mountain to get them. But this time the people were much more subdued. And they later found the land that they had been promised. It is said that Moses was not allowed to come into the land but died before. This was because of his doubts and following the wishes of the others. When that there was doubt and he stopped following the lead, the crystal, that Yahweh had given him, he showed himself that was not yet prepared, that he needed more time. It was a new generation that went in. It was not those that wandered about the desert. I believe Aaron was the only one off the original who went in. There are many stories of Moses. He was very wise. Ezekiel. Much has been written about Ezekiel and his strange vision, so I thought this would be a good Bible story to ask Sadie about. However, I have the feeling he might have been confusing the stories of Ezekiel and Elijah, either because they are similar, or maybe the originals were more alike than our versions. S. Ezekiel. It is the name of one of the prophets. History is in some of the scrolls. Ezekiel was a prophet and a wise man and one of the teachers. He was odd. He lived by himself most of his life, having few students. And it is said that later in his life that he was told he would not die, because he would be taken directly to God. To me this sounds like vanity. Though it is said that he was visited by some of the others and taken away, I do not believe that these are a people of God. I did not understand what he meant by others. S. There are those similar to us, but not the same. It was by these that he was visited. They are not of earth, they are from elsewhere, though we are not told where. We are just told that as far back as there is a remembrance, there have been visitors. And some people are more blessed, more chosen, whatever. I'm not sure what the Moses and Ezekiel qualifications are, but some are visited and some are, again, taken away. But some are left here to speak of the experience. It is said that his followers told of his leaving in a, I believe they used the term chariot of fire. It may have looked to them like a chariot, but it was more like one of flying machines offal than a chariot. It may have spit fire, I do not know. There were different types. Maybe the writers who have speculated that Ezekiel's vision was over UFO may not have been very far from the truth after all. S. And he went. Whether he decided to go with them or they just decided they wanted him, I do not know. It is said that he has never been from again. I have no way of knowing. I'm not familiar with the scroll. It is not one of laws. I have heard of it and read it when I was but a child. I was curious as to what he meant by the flying machine so fold. S. Very long ago there were machines that had been built that went through the air like birds. The knowledge was learned and they used it. For the most part, it has been lost now, from what I understand. There are still some of the people, the masters, who have the knowledge but it is not used. The knowledge is in the library. It is part of teachings of the mysteries. It is just better not to use this. D. Do you know how these machines were powered? S. No, I do not know. They used something for a central focus. Other than that I. Again, this is not my study. I just know a little from what I have spoken to others about. It is said that the Babylonians had the knowledge in the early days. I do not know how true this was. The people who gave the knowledge to us were the Kalu. It was before the speech to others was cut off, that the Kalu had the ability to do this. They had many grey things, but the ability to use them was lost. Or if not lost, decided that it was better not to be utilized, because it had brought about so much harm and destruction. D. If your people have the knowledge, could they make these flying machines if they had to? S. If it was necessary, probably yes. I'm not an engineer. I do not know. He gave a description of them. They were made out of different things. Some were made out of wood, others made out of metals, bronzes, gold, strange blends of metals. Some were very small and some were quite large. Jesus and the Essens, I assumed they were used for travel. But I was surprised again when I asked him their purpose. He answered nonchalantly. S. They used them in war. They were utilized for travel also. But the greatest ability that they considered of them was the ability to overcome an enemy from great distances, utilizing these. They had weapons that were placed upon these machines. D. Did the enemies have the same kind of machines? S. Not all of them. Most of them did not. D. Does your story say what happened to take the knowledge away? S. Very calmly, the world was destroyed. A cataclysm. I do not know of exactly what type. It was as if forces of nature just rebelled and the earth exploded. He never ceased to shock and amaze me with these unexpected statements. D. Do you think it was caused by the war that was going on with these machines? S. I do not know. I was not there. He said the Kalu was some of the people involved in this war, but he could not remember who some of the others were. I wondered if their fighting was confined to just one part of the world. No. They were fighting in several areas. There was great unrest. This gave me a very uncomfortable feeling.